I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Dort Podcast. It's the Dort Podcast.
It's Rich Keith.
It's the Dort Podcast.
Hashtag.
It's the hashtag Dork Podcast.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Hashtag Dork. My name is Rich Keith, joined as always by Rickon Von Dickon, Rick Rude Von Dick Dude, Davey Eyeballs, all hail the King of Ginger Ale. It's Ryan Davey. Davey, how are you?
The King of Ginger Ale is back, baby.
That's right. Good to have you back. And a little bit of a swerve. We posted a poll on at Dork Podcast. Mm-hmm. Said, which episode would you rather hear? I think you should leave, or Godzilla. Truth be told, Godzilla won the poll, 52% to 48%. And I know what the title says on this episode. It says, I think you should leave. But we're going to do both. I just haven't seen Godzilla yet. Davey, the father of two, has seen Godzilla already.
Saw it today. Yeah, not
so we will get there, Ryan. But yeah, this is the I think you should leave episode. And if you haven't seen that show yet, I urge you to pause this episode and go. It's only like an hour and a half. I urge you to go watch that right now.
Yeah, like it's however long. How many episodes? Like eight episodes?
It's six episodes. It's six episodes. 16 like, minutes.
Yeah, they're like 18, 16 minutes a piece, which so is...
You can watch it all.
We'll talk about that in a minute. But.
We're going to go through every goddamn sketch. But first, Ryan, let's get to the news. Start out with the top five movies at the box office right now. Number one is Godzilla, King of the Monsters. Do you want to do an old school review in two for me?
Let's do it.
What do you got?
Not great.
Fuck. All right.
Give me a second. You put me on the spot. I wasn't ready for that, but ready?
All right. Let me circle out. Let me do the top five, and then you can give me your review in two of Godzilla. Number two at the box office this week is Aladdin, which I thought was a delight. Number three is Rocket Man. Haven't seen it. Review from Mac and Goose said it was good. Movie number four, Ma, with Octavia Spencer, which I feel like they gave away the whole goddamn movie in the trailer, but I could be wrong. Maybe there's a twist, but it seems like it would have been kind of cool to at least allow one of the main twists to play out in the movie. And then number five is John Wick 3. So that movie is still making money. But what do you got for Godzilla?
Less family.
Oh boy. All right.
Well, here's the, okay. So not to get into it, this is spoiler free, but like,
yes,
there's a story that plays out among a family.
Okay.
And it's, I'm not there to see like family drama. I'm not there to see people, you know, work out relationship issues.
No. No,
just fucking show me the monsters.
Monster movies. Monster movies should involve monsters. Mostly monsters. There should be more monsters than people.
Less drama. I don't want to see the drama.
Oh, I don't need drama. I need that. Ooh, so again, we're going to do a whole episode on it, but is the sweet monster action not there?
No, it's there.
Okay.
But you find yourself like once there's lulls in the monster action, you're like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, more monster action is what I would want too.
Yeah.
Ryan, Zach Stentz is a writer. I believe he was the screenwriter of the first Thor movie and X-Men First Class. He was recently on Fat Man on Batman with friend of the podcast, Kevin Smith. And he told him that in 2011, he wrote a script for Fox that included a absolute huge crossover that involved all of the Fox-owned characters at the time, which included Fantastic Four, the X-Men, Deadpool, and at that point, Daredevil. This was before Avengers even came out. Any chance that movie would have been any good?
No, none.
Yeah, probably not. They didn't really set it up. Although the X-Men movies were good.
The X-Men movies are good. Deadpool was good. If it was just X-Men and Deadpool, that would have been fine. But like adding that Fantastic Four to it, plus like an unknown Daredevil.
But this wasn't even the right Deadpool yet.
That's what I'm saying. So
2011,
like,
it wasn't even, you didn't know it was going to be this Ryan Reynolds Deadpool.
Yeah, I guess.
So probably not. Probably
not good. It probably would have been like some PG-13 stupid thing.
That, yeah.
You know.
But it's the right idea, though. You know, like the universe is the right idea, but you got to do it right. Like we've seen examples, one example where it's worked, one example where it has not.
Let me just say X-Men Origins was a good idea, too. You know how that went.
How do you ruin two great characters? Actually, almost three.
Almost three. Because you're supposed to get Magneto, right?
But Wolverine snapped back.
Yeah, but number, weren't they supposed to... There was a Magneto one on the... They were.
Yes, and then, that was going to be the next thing.
Yeah, and then Wolverine was so bad that they canned it.
Yeah, not good. Ryan, the trailer for Ford v. Ferrari came out. This is going to be, speaking of Logan, it's going to be the director from Logan, James Mangold, and it's going to have Matt Damon, Christian Bale, John Bernthal is in it as well. It's a true story. I don't know. I don't have a ton of interest in it, to be honest. Like, I'm sure it's going to be acted well. I'm sure it's going to be written well. I'm not a big car guy. Like, you can't like everything.
Well, I was a car guy at one point in my life, and then I realized that I didn't have the money to be a car guy.
It's not a cheap thing to be a
big guy. No, it is not a cheap hobby, but it is a cool story. Dealing with like Carroll Shelby, the guy who made like the Shelby Mustang, Shelby Cobra, and all that stuff, and how Ford. You just watch the trailer. It looks good. It looks like a movie that'll be. You'll see it and you'll be like, "That's good." I don't know if it's a theater movie for me, but we have it in the movie draft, I think.
We do have it in the movie draft, so hopefully it does well.
Yeah.
Also, I would like to thank you and our buddy Shark, who over the weekend immediately texted me that MacGruber is currently available on HBO Go right now.
Yes, it is. So if you haven't seen MacGruber yet, now's your chance. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's just as funny and ridiculous as I remember it. So
I've not seen it in a while, so I'm looking forward to it.
And it's directed by your boy, Jorma Taccone.
I'm telling you, these guys are geniuses. The Lonely Island guys and Tim Robinson, who clearly are friends because the Lonely Island executive produce and Akiva, I think, directs a bunch of the episodes of I Think You Should Leave. These guys are geniuses. These guys are the best.
And someone, I retweeted someone the other day. They said that one of the best running gags in MacGruber is the fact that he takes his car stereo out
every time.
Every time. And then the guy smashes it and he's like, "That was a Blaupunkt. You owe me a Blaupunkt."
Every time. He's got the convertible, but he takes out the fucking deck every time.
Let me tell you the story. I told you this when we were talking about our high school CD collection, when someone stole the face off of, remember they had the removable face?
Yeah, so you had one stuck in there, right?
Yeah, 40 Ounces of Freedom, Sublime. It was stuck in there for a whole summer until we could raise enough money to buy a new.
This is what we're listening to. So yeah, just get used to it. Yeah. Also available on HBO right now is the recent Halloween.
Yeah.
If you want to see that again.
Yeah, I made my wife hadn't seen it, and I actually sat her down to watch it. She's a huge Halloween fan.
What'd she think?
The original. She loved it.
Oh, good. Okay.
She loved it. And she's a huge fan of the original. None of the other, she's like, "I like the original and that's it. Like, I don't like any of the other ones."
And that's the smartest thing it did was pick up right from there.
Yep. And I said, "It's a true sequel." And she's like, they're not like related or there's none of that crap. So I was like, "Nope, it's just straight from the first one." She's like, "Good." And she was all in. She loved it.
That's what a lot of people really didn't like was the fact that they were related. So, it's not the best movie in the world, but it's free right now. So go check that boy out. That's a light news week, Ryan, especially because we did a late dork last week. So we caught up on a lot of the news there. So let's get to your news.
It's time for Davey's Video Game Minute. Even if it takes more than a minute.
All right, here we go. So I have one thing. It's going to be a quick video game minute because I got a little problem here, Richard.
Oh, no. Let me try to help.
Okay. What has been my biggest problem with Fortnite this entire the entire time?
The little kids that play.
That's one of them. But like the other thing, the other problem I have with Fortnite is that every time that there's a game that comes out.
Oh, they copy everybody.
They just copy everything.
Yeah.
They just like, so there was this in, for instance, Apex Legends had this system where like you could pick up a card and deliver it to like a beacon and you can like respawn your teammate.
Yeah, which was cool.
2 weeks later, Fortnite had that.
Ridiculous. Yeah.
Same with Apex, like they had a ping system.
Where,
like,
ping system was great.
Which they added to Fortnite like a week later. People were talking about PUBG and had like vehicles. They added vehicles to Fortnite. So like
the skins, like they had a lot of like Overwatch skins.
Right.
You're like, come on.
Yeah. And it just started like really pissing me off. And get this. So they have this new game called Dauntless.
Daunt with a D?
Dauntless. Yeah.
Okay.
So, which is, I'm not kidding, it's a straight ripoff of Monster Hunter World, but it's free. So I don't know how Epic Games is like getting away with this.
Yeah, that is bad. You just ripped stuff off.
Yeah, it's like a free version of that.
Huh.
But it's like more arcade. So like, I don't know how they're getting away with this without getting the pantsuit off. Because remember, yep, they had that lawsuit with PUBG.
Right. They must have like the best lawyers. And
they must. Like, yeah. They must change it like just enough where people are like, oh, you can't.
Well, yeah, because can't you put it out there and then like you get the cease and desist, but people have already downloaded it. And then maybe, like you said, you change it just enough and you're like, see, we're good.
Yeah. And then
you already downloaded it, though.
There must be, like you said, they must have lawyers on their side who are, because now they have more money than they know what to do.
Like Johnny Cochran.
Yeah, they'll pay off like Capcom or whatever.
Right. Oh, yeah. For sure.
But it's amazing to me that this game exists. I'm going to play it and see what it's like. But like,
give it a go.
Yeah.
Twitch stream's back, baby.
You give it
a Twitch.
Yeah,
man.
All right. I got to play some more Overwatch. I haven't finished my qualifiers yet.
I'll jump on there later. Yeah, if you want to get slappy, I'll get on there.
I just want to bitch about Epic Games a little bit, and then we'll move on.
Well, now we've got plenty of time to laugh, Ryan, because I've been looking forward to this. So let me ask you first, though. Are you ready for the topic du jour? Ryan?
Oh, sorry. I blacked out. What?
No. It's the topic of the day. That's fine. It's the topic of the day. Today, it is Netflix's I Think You Should Leave with Tim Robinson. Just 6 episodes, about 16 minutes or thereabouts. So you could sit down and watch this whole thing in just over an hour and a half.
Yeah.
And Tim Robinson, a guy who was a writer, cast member on SNL just for a few years, and he's done some other stuff. I never watched the show The Detroiters, but he was in that.
No, I heard that it got really good reviews.
Yeah, I think it was decent. I got to go back and watch that now, because now I'm a fan. So I know Mac and Goo were the ones that created this, but the power rankings.
Yes.
We're going to steal a bit from them. It's the power rankings. There are 29 sketches on this show. I have ranked them. So these are my rankings. If you have a problem with them, these are my rankings. But Davey's going to weigh in, say if he thinks they're too high, too low, just right. And then we'll talk about some of the best parts of these. And basically, we're just going to quote the sketches and laugh, is what I'm guessing is going to happen here.
That's going to happen.
That's pretty much it. All right. So, Ryan, coming in. So, by the way, all spoilers, obviously. We've talked enough about it, non-spoiler. Go watch it. It's the best. I love it. Number 29, we're going to go from 29 down to 1. So the worst sketch in my mind is from episode 4. It's called Christmas Carol. It's basically like a Terminator meets Ebenezer Scrooge, and he's like, oh, they're making bone soldiers. And it's like a whole thing. Tim Robinson not in it, which I feel like some of the weaker ones don't involve him. But this to me was the most forgettable one.
And this is the one that's right at the beginning of the episode, right?
So it's one of those ones where they do this with a few of them. It opens the episode like 30 seconds. Then they do like another whole sketch, and then they bring it back to finish it out.
Yeah, I think
it's all in episode 4.
This is right where it belongs. I skipped this one. I was like, this is stupid. And I just like skipped over it. Because you said it didn't have Tim Robinson in it. And it was just like a green screen and a guy in like a robot suit like running around.
Yeah.
It wasn't great. You know, instantly forgettable.
Not very good. Number 28 on my list is Biker Guy from episode 2. This is the dude who looks just like that. He's a biker guy. He's going around. He looks at all the motorcycles. He can't believe the motorcycle. Looks at a car. Looks at a bus. He's blown away. He goes back up to like space. So he's like an alien. And he looks at a crew of bikers. And he's like, yeah, guys, there's motorcycles. And that's kind of dumb.
And then it's them running around being like, whoa,
Look at this one. And like looking at just things with wheels.
No, it's the dumbest. That's probably one of the dumbest ones.
Yeah. So again, if you've never seen the show, you're like, really, guys, you like the show that much? All right. Those are two bad ones.
You're bad.
I think those are the only two that if I was watching it with somebody and I was hyping it up and that happened to be the first one that they saw, I'd be like, oh, boy. Like everything else is better. Everything else at least has like something funny, including number 27 on the list. It's called Traffic from episode 4. It opens up. Tim Robinson's driving in his car. And then one of the guys that's in like a whole bunch of the skits with him is driving behind him and sees the honk if you're horny sign. And then he just starts honking like crazy the whole time.
Yeah.
And then he follows him all the way to a funeral, basically. And then long story short, Tim Robinson's like, listen, man, like I'm from a small town and like we had to find humor and I wanted to make my car funny. And then like, he's like, so you don't have porno? And he's like, no. And then anyway, he does have porno. He gives it to him. And then he sprints over to the funeral and sings an awesome song for his mom. I love that song. Friday night, I'm thinking that we just might. I love it. So the song is actually bad. It's not super funny, this
one. It's not super funny, no. But I love that the guy's like, you don't have any porno?
And then he opens the trunk and all it is porno.
Yeah.
And he's like, all right, just pick one and get out of here. And he's looking through and he goes, he's like, come on, hurry up and pick one. He's like, well, I've seen some of these. So then he takes one and he's like, they give him a big hug and then he runs over. And I'm telling you, it's worth it just for the song. And I think it's an original song.
I think it is too. I've never heard that
song. Never heard it before.
And I've heard every song. So it's like,
that's what I figured. You should add this to your set list, Ryan. This is a good one. It's simple. It's good. Number 26 on my list is New Printer from episode 5.
Yeah.
Where the office gets a new printer. The one guy makes kind of a joke like, oh, Santa came early, and everybody laughs. So then this awkward girl in the office starts trying to top him with jokes. And she does like a weird voice. She's like, oh, that naughty elf must have been a mean bastard to give it this early. And the girl goes, the other girl working with her goes, what? And she goes, did I stutter, Megan? And then the guy's like, all right, everybody calm down. Like, I think the printer's making everybody excited. But like this lady, I think that actress is only in this skit.
No, I've only ever seen her in that. She must be like a writer or something.
Yeah, that makes sense. But she was really kind of funny. Like this skit is not one of my favorites, but that was pretty funny. She's
got a red sweater on.
She's got, like a turtleneck type of thing.
Yeah.
Must have been a mean old bastard to give it this early.
Well, the thing, just take a break in the action right now. I think so people were tweeting at us all the time. Like, I get that you guys, I love that you guys love this, but I don't get it.
I don't understand that.
It's the absurdity of all of this. It's like that,
I think it's really like, it's funny. Like, I don't know. Yeah. Like, it's not like over the top, like, smart, or it's not like reliant on like slapstick, although there is physical comedy in some of the bits, but like it's just funny. I don't even know how else, what better way
for me to analyze it's not that clever. It's just that the most ridiculous thing people could say and do in any situation.
Yes.
It's like, let's put people in a normal situation and see what the most ridiculous thing that can come out of that would be.
And on top of it, it's like if you take some of the weird SNL sketches, like the 12:45 SNL sketch, which they kind of let them go a little bit more, but then you put it on a channel where you can swear. And so if you like rated R comedy, if for whatever reason, it's funnier when somebody is screaming at somebody, you know, fuck you. Like, I don't know why that's funny to me, but it is funny. And like when they're that mad about stupid stuff, but they can add that layer of like swearing. And that's what this show does. So it's, a lot of it's stupid. Like I would completely admit that.
It's ridiculous. It's absurd.
It is ridiculous.
If you like absurd reactions to things, this is the show for you.
What do you think of New Printer at number 26?
That's right where it should be, I think.
Okay.
Once we get towards the middle, there's a couple that I found funnier than you.
Okay.
That we'll get to.
All right, good. Number 25. Actually, this one could have even flip-flopped to 26. But 25 is Party House, episode 6. And they have the intervention for Tim Robinson's character, who they all, like all the people that work with him. And it's a woman who thinks that she's bought in Garfield, the Jim Davis's house, who was the creator of Garfield. And while she's doing the intervention, she like taps one of the other girls on the shoulder and she's looking around because the place is filled with Garfield stuff. And she's like, all Garfields. They're sitting on like a normal couch.
Yeah.
And it turns out it's not even. It's the guy that tried to kill Jim Davis. That one might be the weirdest one.
It's super weird.
Yeah.
And doesn't he like come down the stairs at one point?
Yeah, that guy does. Shows up
in the house. And
yeah.
Like, yeah. And so
he's like, he goes, he's like, I'm Jim Davis. Or he's like, I'm Garfield. Like, he's just, it's so dumb.
And you got like this, they have this really heavy like situation where they're trying to like intervene on this guy.
Yeah.
And he's sitting in like an Odie lazy boy. Like, it's the most ridiculous thing
ever. And all the coworkers are like being really serious, except for the one lady who was like, you were like so drunk that when I told you that I bought Jim Davis's house, the creator of Garfield, like you didn't care. Like you didn't comment that like it came fully furnished. Like she didn't say any of that stuff.
Yeah. And I love like the setup of the thing too, because they're like talking about intervening on this guy and like they're in the parking lot. And she's like, what you can do it at my house. It's a big party house.
It's a big party house. Big party house. And they're like, that's not what this is for.
No, I know, but like, you just want to come. It's a party house.
And then at the end, when the alarm goes off, the alarm says, "I hate Mondays. I hate Mondays." Like, well, that I like.
That I like.
Yeah. So I got that at 25. At 24, I'm going Lifetime Achievement, episode 4. This is the one where it's, was it Herbie Hancock or whatever? What the hell's his name? That he's giving him the Lifetime Achievement Award. But so Tim Robinson's like the MC, and he's up there, and he's like, I want to make it clear that I don't think that the dog that bit me should be put down because it's a service dog, and I just didn't want that hanging over the event. And then it turns out that the dog was just humping him, but he claimed that it wasn't, just trying to bite him. And it's not that funny, but there's a scene. So he says it's a service dog, and it's a tiny little dog. It's like a Chihuahua. And the lady's sitting there, and she like interrupts him because she's like, "My dog didn't try to bite you." And then he finally gets off, and he's like, "What do you even have that you need a service dog?" And she's like, "I don't need to tell you that." And then he's like, and then they end up, somebody had like footage of him falling and then the dog humping on him. And then he's like, why do we need to tape everything? Like, can't we just live in the moment? So not great, but
not great. I would move this one down a little bit. I didn't like this one.
Yeah, this one might be worse than New Printer. New Printer at least had New Printer,
or like I would move Party House up a little bit.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's fair. Lifetime Achievement was not great. Number 23 is Babysitter, episode 5, where Tim Robinson and his partner they're late to a party, and his partner says to him, he's like, "Hey, you know, we're running late here, so if anybody says anything, like, just blame it on the babysitter." And he's like, "Yeah, okay." So then they walk up. Nobody says anything to him. They're just like, "Hey, what's up, guys?" He's like, "Oh, fucking babysitter. Like, I fucking hate the babysitter." And they're like, "What happened?" He's like, "Hit and run." And then it becomes this whole thing. And then the guy keeps asking him about him. And he's like, no, the cops did come. And they just said the person, like, doesn't matter. Like, he's like, "What do you mean doesn't matter?" "No, it's just like they don't matter." And they're like, "That's awful." And then he's like, but then he, like, tries to show that guy up the rest of the sketch. And it's like, it was fine, but not. There's a couple of good lines in there, but nothing amazing. Yeah,
not great. But now we're starting to get into the good ones, though. I'm looking at this like we're starting to get into some of the good ones.
So I agree with you. So again, there's 29 of these bad boys. I think 22 up, they're all super quotable, and they're all pretty hilarious. So I have at number 22, the "Has This Ever Happened to You?" from episode 1, where it's like the lawyer bit, like one of those classic commercials that you see. And he's like, "Has this ever happened to you?" But it's like really specific. And he talks about two guys going in there and like ruining his toilet, running around his house saying, "It's turbo time." And then you try to be a part of the turbo team. And they're like, "You're not on the team. Stay your team.
Don't run." And I would move this way up. This is in my top 10 because it's like, and then you go to your toilet, and then it's like your toilet, but there's a little hole, and they find a thing from Home Depot that says they bought your exact toilet with a smaller hole that's just for farts.
Just for farts. That's amazing.
And they say, "It's turbo time." And they start running around the house.
And then you try to join them. "You're not a part of the turbo team."
Yeah, I love this one.
This one's pretty good. And they have the two guys that are there. And there's like, they go into your bathroom and they keep going in and out of your bathroom, taking turns going into your bathroom.
Making mud pies,
which they say 1,000 times in this whole series. He's like, "You're making mud pies." And then they both go into the bathroom. Then all of a sudden, the one guy's screaming that his foot stuck in there. And he says, "Hey, you got to get in here." And then you go in there and his foot is not stuck in the toilet. Has this ever happened to you?
I love this one. This is my top 10.
All right, good. At number – uh-oh. Did I misnumber these? Son of a bitch.
No, you didn't.
I don't think so. So what is this, number 22?
You're 21? At 21.
All right. Is this – or did I skip one? Because I'm looking at
– no, you're good.
What do I have at 21?
Fenton Stables and Horse Ranch.
Okay, good. So I did skip it on my other list. So Fenton Stables and Horse Ranch. Number 21. This one's great. He's like, "Have you ever been at like a horse farm?" And so it's like these two old people on horses, and the wife goes, "Hey, honey, your horse has a huge penis." And he goes, "I want to get off now. I'm not having any fun."
Which is awesome. It's like an erectile dysfunction or like a penis TV commercial because you've been sat on horses.
So the whole thing is you go to this farm and they make sure that all the horses have tiny penises. And then like they're like, "Wow, like, man, I'm bigger than a horse. Like, geez, like who'd have thought?" It's just kind of stupid, though. Like, there's no...
No, but just the guy's reaction. I'm not having any fun.
I'd like it to get off now. I'm not having any fun. She's like, geez, honey. And, like, to get these old actresses to be like, wow, honey, your horse has a huge penis.
Like, and that's why I think this is so funny. And it's not, like you said, it's not the funniest thing, but the fact that having watched Barry as much as I have and watched... I laugh now when old people sign on to do ridiculous things because they're like trying to still be actors.
It's amazing. Yeah.
Like you think of like Depends commercials, or you think of like, remember that Chappelle show skit, Wu-Tang Financial, where you have all the old people doing the Wu-Tang thing?
Amazing.
Like people had to like audition for that.
Yeah. They had no idea what they were doing.
No. And they've probably been in an acting class for like 20 years.
Right. And that was their big break.
Yeah. And now they're like embarrassed to tell their family that like they got a gig, but like it's about like horse penises.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's hilarious.
Fenton Stables is amazing. Yeah. So that's number 21. Number 20. This one I kind of go back and forth on. I can see this one being higher. I settled on at number 20 from episode one, The Gift Receipt. This is the one with Glenn from The Walking Dead. Yeah. And again, a lot of mud pies in this one. And he gives him the gift. And it's actually a really funny setup. So it's like his birthday. He's opening the presents. And the first person he opens the present from, he loves it. She's like, oh, I got you a gift receipt in there too, just in case. And he's like, won't need it. I love it. And then Tim Robinson hands him his gift. First of all, he's like, I didn't put my name on it, but like that one's mine. He opens it. He's like, oh, thanks. And it's like a wreath. Like it's like the worst gift ever. And he's like, yeah, the guy at the store said he had one and it works pretty good.
It works really good.
He's like, all right, thanks, Lev. And he's like, I put a gift receipt in there too if you want something a little bit more you. He's like, okay. And then he goes to open the other one. He's like, but you like it, right? He's like, yeah, no, I like it. Okay. And then
give me the gift receipt.
Yeah, like 30 seconds later, he's like, well, then give me back the gift receipt. He's like, what? He's like, give me the receipt back. You don't need it. Give me the receipt back. So then he finally gives it to him. He's on to the next present. And he's like, would you mind if I ate the gift receipt? And he's like, what? He's like, go for it. So he eats the piece of paper. Then he gets sick. Turns out it's because Glenn doesn't wipe properly. It's all about mud pies.
It spiraled into like, you don't like the gift, into like, oh, I ate the gift receipt and now I'm sick because you went and made a mud pie and only used one square and got a little on your hand, but didn't wash your hands.
Right.
No, I'm sick.
Right. And then like the lady, the other girl at the party wants to prove Glenn wrong too. So she eats a different piece of paper and it's just like the whole thing is like a setup. And then I think Tim Robinson's character dies at the end. Like he's in like the car at the end and he dies.
Yeah.
All right, number 19. This one actually gets funnier to me. The first time I watched it, I didn't laugh very much, and then I've enjoyed it more. Is Game Night from
move it way up. Way up for me. I love this.
Okay.
One.
Episode 3. This is the one they're playing. Like, I guess it's charades. Essentially,
it's essentially charades, and it's with Tim Heidecker from Tim and Eric.
And all of his characters are just like jazz musicians and stuff.
Yes.
And so nobody else at the party knows any of them. And I just the funny ones to me are Roy Donk, where he goes, he's no Roy Donk. Tim Robinson goes, Roy Donk?
He's Roy Donk, the king of the tuck-tuck sound.
He can hit the sea all night long. He's like, that doesn't sound like anything.
I love the gazpacho, when he asked for like some gazpacho.
The gazpacho.
And he like spits it out. It's like, it's too hot. And they're like,
they burned my mouth.
It's been sitting out. Like, it hasn't, like, I didn't even heat it up. It's gazpacho. He's like, I know, but it's supposed to be cold. So if it's been sitting out, it's room temperature, and you're expecting it to be cold, it's going to taste like it's boiling hot.
It's going to burn your mouth, and it's going to burn your body. She's like, oh, he's so annoying. Roy Donk. I mean, he was a regular on the Colgate Comedy Hour. Another regular on the Colgate Hour.
Yeah, it's become quotable in my house where if, you know, someone's good at something, you say, like, well, he's no Roy Donk.
He's no Roy Donk. It's amazing. I want to change my PlayStation gamer tag to no Roy Donk. Or just Roy Donk if I can get it.
King of the Tuck Tuck.
Hit the sea all night long. All right, number 18 is the very first sketch from episode one.
Yeah.
It's called Both Ways, where he's at a restaurant doing a job interview, and it's just good little awkward conversation. The one guy was like, you are great. And then Tim Robinson was like, you are great, which is like kind of awkward. Then he gets up to go out, and he starts to pull on the door, and the guys can see him. And he goes, well, it's a push. And he turns around and he goes, actually, I was here this weekend. It does both.
It's one of those ones that goes both ways.
And then he pulls it off the hinges. And the guy's watching him struggle to rip the door apart.
And my favorite part is he never blinks. He just stares at him and as he's pulling the door. And they're just staring at each other. And neither one of them is blinking.
And he like drools. He's like,
at the end, he's got like this big drool like down his chin.
He's like, I look forward to hearing from you. And he just keeps going. So that was a good start. Like, that's good when you start. Knew. Yeah. And for it. Number 17, episode 2, Pink Bag. This could also be higher. This could be higher. This should actually probably be higher.
Yeah.
So this is the one where Tim Robinson just sits on a whoopee cushion and it goes off and everybody laughs. And at first, he doesn't even know he's on a whoopee cushion. And he's like, I farted. And then he gets up and they're all laughing. He's like, what's this pink bag? And they're like, just a joke. And then he's like, what's the joke? And then he fucking loses his mind. He's like, what's the joke? That nobody's puking from my fart? Because that'd be a good day for me. That'd be a real good day for me.
And then we were just talking about it right before we started, too. Like, what's next? You going to put cake batter on me so it looks like a cum by pants?
What's next? Guys, what's next? What's
next? Put meatballs down my... You're going to pour brown liquid down my leg so it looks like I squirted diarrhea down my pant leg? He just keeps going and going.
It's like, and then so they're going to rush me to the hospital so they can put yogurt back in my penis. And then meanwhile, like somebody dies or whatever. Like, what's the joke? Who's the joke on? And the best part was he needed to get home for his family portrait. Like he had like a family photo he had to get to. What's next?
Oh, I love that one. Move that one up.
Pink bag. You're right. Pink bag should definitely be up higher. Number 16 is Wilson's toupees. From episode 2.
I would move this one down. It's pretty funny, but it's not that funny. I think Pink Bag is way funnier.
So the whole setup to Wilson's toupees is they're like, they'll like gradually like lose your hair or whatever. Like you can't just go from like a toupee to no toupee or vice versa.
It starts out with the guy who's completely bald. He's like doing like a Three Stooges like curly bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
This guy's been wearing a toupee so long that he can't just go bald.
He can't just go bald. Right. That's the whole point. Because then like they show an example where he shows up to work bald. And the girl he works with goes, was that a toupee, you piece of shit? So basically, you can hire them to bring a gorilla to rip your hair off.
Or was it like 52 days? Like every 17 hours, they give you like a new toupee?
Yes, they give you like a million toupees to wear. So it looks like it slowly goes back, which is amazing. Yeah. Or if they're like, you can't wait that long, don't worry about it. And they had a guy show up at a barbecue, this gorilla, he rips his hair off. And the guy goes, hey, that's my real hair. That's so stupid.
That's my real hair.
And you just Wilson's toupees. So I like Wilson's toupees. All right. We're not even in the top half. So now we're getting into number 15. Although you're right, Pink Bag, Game Night could both be moved up. But these are all great coming up. Number 15, and maybe this is one of the ones we can move down slightly, is Nachos from episode 4, which is hilarious. So Tim Robinson's on a date. And then he goes up to the bartender and he's like, hey, like the girl I'm with is eating all the fully loaded nachos. Like, can you go over there and tell her there's a rule that you can't eat all the fully loaded nachos? And he goes, can't you just ask her to share? He goes, well, can't you just tell her there's a rule? He's like, it's not your rule. It's like the restaurant's rule.
Yeah.
And then so the guy goes over there and says that. And they're like having the best time. And they're like talking. And she's like, this is really fun. Then he goes over there and tells her it's a rule that you can't eat all the fully loaded nachos. And then she's like, hold on a second. Did he ask you to say that? And then the Tim Robinson, he's going like, what? The whole time, what? Like, he can't believe any of it. And she's like, did you ask him to say that? He's like, who? She's like, him. Like, he's like, what? He's like, I went over there because I wanted him to see if we could move tables because there's the air conditioner above us. And I didn't want you to get cold. She goes, there's no vent above us. I didn't like the rule. She goes, you just heard about the rule.
By the way, sitting under an air conditioning vent, best seat in the house.
Oh my God.
Best seat in the house.
Absolutely is a good spot, but that's really good. And then it just goes back and forth with the what's. And then he's like, she's like, check please. And he's like, we're going to be really early to the movie. She's like, I'm not going to the movie. So that was good. Number 14 is Brooks Brothers from episode 5. This is the one where he's dressed up as a hot dog and the hot dog car crashes into the Brooks Brothers. And so it opens up. There's the big crash into the door. There's a hot dog car. He's dressed entirely in a hot dog outfit and he's standing there. And they're like, oh my God, what happened? He goes, yeah, come on. Whoever did this, just confess. We promise we won't be mad. And they're like, it's obviously you that did it. And he's like, no, it's not. And they're like, you're dressed up as a hot dog. He's like, so's that guy. And it's one of the guys like got a tie on, looks like a hot dog. But the best is he's doing like this monologue at the end and he's stealing clothes the whole time. He's just like adding suits and saying like what's wrong with society. And then the cops are chasing him out. And when he's running away from the cops, he goes, you're fucking dog shit. He's giving him the finger. It's so ridiculous. It comes out of nowhere. He just starts screaming at the cops. But I love it. I am a sucker for like big stupid costumes like that. He's at the hot dog the whole time.
Telling people like just way over the top insults. Like over way the top. Like just don't warrant anything.
And he keeps saying that like it'd be okay if he just got a spanking. And like, no one's gonna spank you. Like that's not happening. He's like, well, this guy might. He's like, no, it's not gonna happen. Number 13, Ryan, on my list is from episode 1, Baby of the Year.
This one, I would move it down a little bit.
Would you?
Yeah.
Yeah, Tim Robinson. No Tim Robinson, but there's some good stuff. And so it's a bunch of babies, and they're running whoever's the baby of the year. Yeah. And there's one baby, the bad boy baby.
Yeah.
And the guy in the crowd who goes, fuck you, Harley Jarvis! They hate Harley Jarvis so much. And then they go, all right, well, it's time now for our in memoriam.
And this is the only part of this I found funny was the line coming from this.
The in memoriam, and they all go, like, oh my God. He's like, no, come on, they grew up.
They grew up.
And I love they go, little Jeffy Jeremy, throat slashed. And they go, usually they don't say the cause of death of the in memoriam. Like, shut up. And then the part at the end where the one judge finds out that the mystery judge was given oral by one of the parents. And he was like, and the kid would have done, still would have placed really high if it wasn't for the oral. So it was completely unnecessary for the oral. And I'm sorry that I mentioned the oral. That one's pretty good. Like, and then
it doesn't start out very good though. Like, you're watching, you're like but then it ends. All of these end pretty well.
Yeah, they end pretty strong. Is right,
except for the fucking biker one. I didn't like the biker one.
The biker one was not great. All right, number 12 on our list. I love this one. This is the baby shower from episode 6, where Tim Robinson, they're sitting around like in the family room, and they're talking about what they can get for like the baby shower, like for like the gifts and stuff. And Tim Robinson keeps bringing up, he's like, what about Stanzo brand fedoras? And they're like, what? Yeah, they're Stanzos. They're nice. And they're like, okay. He's like, what about like 1,000 plastic meatballs? Like, they don't go bad or stink or nothing. She's like, so then you find out that it's just shit that he bought to invest in like a mob movie that never got made. And so he has like slick back hair wigs. He has like all this shit. And they're like, then finally the girl, he's like, for $200, like I can get you some like meatballs. He's like, and his girlfriend's like, you still have all that stuff? He's like, well, where would it be? He's like, they look like pieces of shit. He's like, you just told them that they were good. He's like, yeah, I told them that.
But the best part of this too is like how his costuming in this, like he's wearing like this.
Oh, his wig is outrageous too.
It's outrageous. And he's got like one of those like big comb over wigs. And he's wearing like this like shitty like V-neck shirt.
Terrible.
I would just say, I think what makes this show funny too, another break in the action, sorry.
No, go ahead.
How ridiculous looking Tim Robinson is.
He is a silly goose looking guy.
Like he has a really big nose.
Yep.
His eyes are way too close together.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And he's got like a gap between like all of his teeth. Like he's like the ugliest dude.
Come on.
You can't like, but I'm just saying like that makes it funnier kind of.
It probably helps him.
Yeah.
They're Stanzos. They're nice.
They're nice.
she's like, all right, well, what if we bought like 20 fedoras from you? He's like, No, it's got to be quality on my end or no fucking deal.
And I love he gets upset after that and like whips the hood up.
And then they end up getting the fedoras. Yeah. He's like, they stink. And he's like, they're Stanzos. All right. Let's go. All right. Number 11 is River Mountain High from episode 2. Yep. Which they even take an actor from Riverdale. So it's like straight out of Riverdale. It's a girl and a guy right in the hallway. They're talking. And then Tim Robinson's the principal shows up. And this is what introduces us to T.C. Tuggers.
T.C. Tuggers. Which
amazing.
Amazing in that it looks stupid and it's a stupid idea. But how many times have you pulled like the stomach out on your shirt to like air yourself?
So there's like a button on the belly, and it's like she's like, you know, because you're always tugging at your shirt so it doesn't stretch the shirt out or you don't hurt your hand. I'm like, I've never hurt my hand.
And not only that, what makes this sketch for me too is the fact that he's shouting the entire time. You put that on your butts, you don't have to have a button, so you just pull your shirt. Like, you're just screaming the entire time.
And
the girl's
like, that's great. She's like, do they come in any other styles? And he chugs a bottle of water. And then he goes, not really.
Not really, no.
And you don't wear them ironically to like a pub crawl. It's not a snuggie. You know, it's not funny to wear them. Hilarious. And then there's like a quick little ad of all the guys like tugging on their shirts.
Yeah.
All right, so I got that.
I did like that one.
You like that one where it is? Like higher
I like that where it is, yeah.
Okay. All right, number 10. So now we're finally getting into the top 10 here of I think you can leave, or I think you should leave. Number 10, episode 2, The Man. This is how episode 2 ends. Will Forte on the plane.
MacGruber himself.
Unbelievable performance by Will Forte. And this is actually the very first sketch I saw because they tweeted out the whole video like Netflix did.
Yeah.
So I saw this and then I was like, holy smokes, like you got Will Forte in on this, but it's just amazing. Will Forte, he's got like, he looks like Colonel Sanders almost, but he's playing such a creepy Will Forte character. And he's like talking to this couple and he's like, and then they're asking him, they're like, you going on vacation? And he's like, no business then in a way,
he's just full on Will Forte. Like, so as good. Weird as Will Forte has been, like, this is like 100% Will Forte.
And what a ridiculous premise, too, because Tim Robinson, when he was a baby, cried and kept Will Forte up, and it ruined his trip to London because he wanted to go to Buckingham Palace and make the guards laugh, and he couldn't do it.
He couldn't do it because he was too tired.
He was too tired, and it ruined his whole trip. So then, like, 29 years later, he came back to haunt this guy. So this one was good.
And the best part is, like, he starts screaming, so they move him back.
Yeah, that wasn't even his seat.
So they move him all the way to the back of the plane, and then Tim Robinson and his girlfriend just put, like, noise-canceling headphones on.
Can't even hear him.
Yeah. You can't even hear him. It's unbelievable.
I also like when he's getting up, and the guy that's taking his seat starts to move in the same direction as him. He's like, yeah, that's right. Go the way that I'm going. He's like, that's what he... But that one's good. He's just so over the top, Will Forte is. All right, number 9 on my list is Witch Hand, the magician one, episode 3. I know you're a big fan of this one.
I love this one.
Cicely Strong is in this one. He gets called up on stage. The magician basically makes fun of him. And then Cicely Strong, his wife, absolutely is pissed off that he made him look like a dick.
Yeah, you're such a fucking coward. Like, she says it to him.
He's like, turns the light on. He's like, what? She's like, that fat piece of shit made you look like a fool. He pulled your dick out and jerked you off until nothing came out.
Your little boy penis.
Yeah. She's like, we will stay together for the kids, but I will not respect you. And I will make sure that they don't either. And then so he goes back. And it's so funny. Like, he's just so pissed off. And he's sitting there. They're like, I'll need a volunteer from the audience. He's like, I'll go. And he goes up there. He's like, I don't have a baby dick. It's like, okay.
And they're like, oh yeah, look, we don't do this. We usually don't do this. The second, second time for the same guy. You ruined my fucking life. That's
how the thing ends. Awesome.
So I love that one.
That is a really good one. Number 8. New Joe.
I love New Joe. You got to move New Joe up.
You think New Joe probably can go up a little bit. That's episode 3.
Fred Willard, he's playing. It's a funeral.
Yes.
And they said their normal organist called out sick. So they bring in New Joe to play the organ. And he brings his own organ.
Even bigger organ.
Which is like a carnival organ. And my favorite line of the whole thing, he keeps going like, "My condolences."
My condolences.
And it's like, he's like, and just like playing all these like the clown horns
he's
and stuff.
He's throwing plates behind plates, him.
Like make sound effects. It's like a vaudeville organ.
It is.
And it's my amazing. Favorite line is he's like, "Can you like play something else?" He's like, "Oh, here's a somber tune about a little duckling who gets his head stuck in a stewed tomato." He's like playing like all like these stupid things, yeah. Throwing plates on the ground.
So feel free
my
to cry.
Condolences.
And then the priest goes, "New Joe," as he's like playing all the sound effects. And what? He looks at him and goes, "What? Keep going?" He's like, New Joe is great.
New Joe is awesome.
New Joe is funny. Number seven. This one takes a little bit to get going, but Laser Spine Specialists from episode 3. This is the one where they're going on, and it's like it's like a parody of one of those commercials that everybody just kind of, "Oh, I can do this now, so I can do this." And like, so then it gets going, and it's like, "I could like finally like wrestle my son or whatever." But then it goes to the guy, Tim Robinson. He's like, "I could get my money back from Robbie Starr at Superstar Track Records." So it's such a detour from the commercial, yeah. And now all of a sudden he's in this guy's office because he got scammed, and he's like, he thought he wrote like a hit song, Moon River Rock, which he plays at the end. Moon River Rock, Moon River Roll.
It's like the worst song ever.
But then the
you
guy
give these things time.
The producer is so good. That yeah. guy's like cracking up the whole skit.
Oh, the whole, yeah,
like
yeah,
he
the
can't even get through it, and he's like. He's like, "I actually just got a new song in here, and it's in your Q zone." He's like, "No, it's not exactly in my Q zone, is it?" He's like, "Oh, don't give it to him."
Bring the other guy in, yeah. Like the other middle-aged guy. Like,
yeah, he was pissed because he didn't get his song on the radio because the guy said he would.
Yeah. You need to like give these one. Things time.
Yes, we need to fly. Oh, who's the guy? Like, we need to fly in a guy from Iowa to mix it. And he's like slamming the desk. I love that one. Number six. This one has a real special place in my heart. This is the day that Robert Palin's murdered me, episode 5, because a little peek behind the curtain into my life is I will often bother my wife by singing songs that I make up.
Like, I do that too.
And all the time.
My favorite thing to do is make overly sexual song parodies of famous songs.
Sure.
And sure. I will ruin everything from what's popular today, what the kids mm-hmm. are listening to.
Sure.
Do nursery rhymes. I will add something about anal. Into like
you're like a modern day Andrew Dice Clay,
or like a I think of myself as a like a NC-17 Weird Al.
Oh, I like that.
You know,
that's a good one. We can add that to your nicknames.
Yeah,
the NC-17 Weird Al. Well, because part of my problem is like I have a mental block. I can't remember lyrics to songs anyway.
Yeah,
so I have to make up the lyrics. So this is the one where they're in like a recording studio. Yeah. He's playing like the bass guitar, and the guy next to him is kind of like a Johnny Cash. And then, so the guy didn't like the song. So then they're like, just last ditch effort. They go to play a song. And so the guy's doing one verse, but he's like, "Yo, follow me on this." So he's like singing. And then when Tim Robinson starts to go, all his song is about skeletons, and it's ridiculous. He's like, "The skeletons come from underground and all over. The bones are their money. The skeletons will pull your hair up, but not out."
What?
And then he's like, he keeps referring to this bones being their money. And then the guy in his pants getting pissed at him. And he's like, "You said like 4 times that their bones were their money." He's like, "Yeah, that's because I didn't remember if I said that." And then finally, Tim Robinson says to the producer, he's like, "Listen, like, we know our song's good. So do we have a deal or not?" And he goes, "Well, actually, we really are just interested in what Billy was singing." He goes, "Billy me or Billy him?" He goes, "Your name's Billy too?" He goes, "No, that's why I'm so fucking confused."
Like, is it any unnecessary swearing will get you laughing like that?
I laugh every time. That's why it's like, wait, he goes, "You're Billy too?" "No, that's why I'm so fucking confused." Because that could have been clearer. Only one of them is Billy, and he said he liked Billy's part.
Billy me or Billy him?
Wait, you're Billy too? "No, that's why I'm so fucking confused." He goes, at one point, He said there the worm the worms were their money.
I'm laughing at how fucking hard you're laughing right now.
You see, then he said that the bones were his money.
I don't think that this is not good podcasting, but I'm looking at Rich right now. His face is fucking tomato.
Oh
right
now. My God.
Tomato red.
Because some of these ones, like, I've watched it so many times, but then when you start to actually dissect it, I just lose my mind. And he's like, he's talking about a skeleton. So all a skeleton is bones, but the bones are their money. They'll pull your hair up, but not out.
He's Rich. Rich Keefe is crying on the air right now. He's
I think
crying.
We need to move this one up.
Yeah.
All right. So now we're getting into the top five, right?
Now,
right, now we're getting into the nitty gritty here. Number five, I have also from episode five, that'd be choking. Tim Robbins is out to dinner with like a whole group of people. He looks down the table and he goes, "Is that Caleb Went?" He's like, "I'm a huge Caleb Went fan." Then he immediately eats something and he starts choking on it, but he doesn't want to call attention to him because he loves that guy so much. So he's just having a conversation with his friend and he's like, "I can't do the choking voice," but it's amazing. Like, he's clearly played it up like he's choking, but he won't let him call for help. He won't do anything. And then he keeps bringing water to his face and smelling it and pretending like it's smoky. He's like, his friend's like, "The water doesn't stink. You can't drink that. You're choking." He tried to put something in his mouth to eat it. He just like chewed it and like fell out. And then he's like, "What's going on here? What's going on?" He's like, "What's going on out here? What's going on?"
My he's favorite, like, again, like the little things about this, like he's inexplicably wearing like a gold chain that is way too tight.
Oh, like an earring,
like a,
right?
And like a single earring.
It looks ridiculous.
Looks ridiculous.
But then so his friend, watch it again. His friend is like trying not to laugh at the one part where he's like, "What's going on out there? What's going on out there?" And then he goes, "I want to go check. No one hit my car." And then
the cops are outside.
The cop shows up, so he walks out and he gets the Heimlich, and then he survives. But every time he sniffs the water and he puts his hand in front of him, he's like, "Stinky." Yeah. He's like, "Oh my God, so good."
Oh, that's a good one.
That one's funny.
I think, yeah, there's some funnier ones than that, but that one's pretty good.
All right. Number four is the Instagram one from episode one with Vanessa Bayer.
I love this one.
Hilarious.
Hilarious, like, because it's making fun of exactly what women do in groups.
Yeah.
And I've seen this firsthand. You've all seen it on like social media with like, "Oh, these two," "you called me a dum dum.
You called me a dum dum." And then she's like, "Eating pig shit with these fat fucks." I won best hog at the hog shit snarfing contest.
And they're like, "Whoa." And it's like, "What? It's cute.
It's cute.
It's cute."
If they died, no one would care.
No what? One would care.
Bro, caught me sleeping.
These pigs. Like, she just goes, yeah. Like, "These pig fuckers." I love
these
that pig one.
Fuckers. These fat. But the best is that she starts making fun of the food too. She's like, like slurping down pig shit with these fat fucks. They're like, "Whoa, what are you doing?" "Boo caught me sleeping." Like, "You're not sleeping.
You're not sleeping.
Like, let me
sleeping.
Try another one. Let me try another one." Bae. No, I tagged you in that one. All right, number no, three. I love this one. Bozo. Episode 6.
I like this one. I don't like it as much as you do. Though.
Oh, my God.
It has that one line.
It's got a couple lines. Well, yeah, it's got one really good line. Yeah. But so they're sitting there, and of course the premise is that they're all just killing time at work, and they're like playing viral videos that they all like, and he doesn't know of any. And it's just so good because they're like, "Oh, do you – like, Tim, do you have one?" He's like, "Yeah, I don't know how to search it. Like, I don't know what you, I don't know. I don't remember how to search it." And they're like, "Well, what's it about? I don't remember how to search it." So then the next day he comes back, same thing. They have more time to kill. And he's like, "Oh, I have one." They're like, "Oh yeah. What is it?" He's like, "Typed in Bozo dubbed over with a space between the words."
What? Space between each of the words.
Each of the words. Then they look at it, she's like, "It says it has one view and it was uploaded at 6 o'clock. He's like, "Yeah, I think so." He like squints at it. He's like, "I think so." And by the way, I tweeted this out. This video does exist on YouTube.
Does it really?
Yeah, Bozo dubbed over. They put it up. I don't know who put it up.
Put a space between all the words, right?
Put a space in between all of the words. Okay. But then it's just an old Bozo clip. And then it's him being like, what the fuck? I'm not even supposed to be here. I hope I don't jack off.
and it's like made like the most like basic film editing ever.
Just ever. And they're like, what is this supposed to be? He's like, I don't know. I think it's like a viral video or something. I fucking die every time. Like, he's so going, like, a clown pewter. I bet it doesn't have any fucking games. And they're like, so is this what somebody is saying? He's like, no, I think it's what Bozo wanted to say.
He was thinking. It's what he wanted to say. So the very first comment on the video says, took so long to find this video because I forgot to put the spaces between the words.
That guy gets it. That guy knows what's going on. All right, number two.
Don't jack off.
That really cut me up pretty good. I was in trouble with that one. Number two on my list is also from episode six. Looks like episode six is the episode. I think this is from episode six. Maybe not. Focus group?
Episode three.
Oh, my bad. I wrote it wrong. Episode three. That makes more sense. Focus group. Tim Robinson running a focus group for a car, how to improve a car. And they have this one dude who I've never seen him before. He's not in any of the other sketches. Episode two? Okay, thank you.
Random old guy. And like, what is that accent? Is he like Italian or something?
I don't know. He wants a goose steering wheel that don't fly off while you're driving. He says it three times. A good steering wheel, don't fly off while you're driving. Too small. They're like, why would we make it too small? So there's no room for your mother-in-law. And then he's like, teacher's pet. And he like hates that guy, Paul. Oh my God, it takes such a turn in this episode, or this sketch too. Hilarious.
Good turn in the sketch. But this is a good one. I would move it a little lower. I like a couple of the other ones. We're some discrepancies here, but this is a solid one.
All right, which one, unless it's the one that I also have at number one, which one would you have it at number one?
Not the one that we both have at number one.
So you do have that one at number one. Okay, which one would you have at number two then?
I really like Laser Spine Specialist is a good one.
Yeah.
And Witch Hand. I thought Witch Hand was awesome.
Moon River Rock. Moon River Roll.
It's in your cruise zone.
Yeah. All these ones in like the top 10, you could kind of jumble around a little bit. All right, number one, without question, we've already even talked about it on the podcast. We talked about it weeks ago when it came out.
We talk about it every time we talk to each other.
This is my favorite thing I think that has ever happened. It's in the last episode. It's with Andy Samberg, Chunky. Unbelievable, the whole thing. We got to figure out what Chunky's deal is.
What is the name of the show? I'm trying to think.
I think it's called Chunky. No, I think the show. I think it might be called Chunky, but every time he comes out, it's so good. And what's sneaky really good about it is how aggressive he is with Andy Samberg. Like he grabs the back of his head, and like
cranks his arm.
Yeah,
but it's funny though because it's like it's clearly what's funny to me about this episode is that the game show itself is the most convoluted, stupid thing.
It's dumb. The game show sucks, and they just. We got to figure out what Chunky's deal is. He's eating your points.
He's eating them up. So it's basically like pressure luck with the whammies, but Chunky comes out. He takes all your money and he's supposed to be eating your points. And he grabs like Andy Samberg's arm lightly. And he's like, what are you doing? What is he doing? He's like, he's gobbling up your points. He's eating your points.
He just comes out and he kind of goes side to side. And then the best is Tim Robinson's reaction every time. He's like, all right, what's he going to do? He's like, you gotta figure out. Then he comes out the second time. He comes walking out. He's like, goes, oh frick. He's like, what is this? You have a bag? And then he's like, hey, that's my bag. And he takes his computer out.
Don't
smash it. Don't do it, Chunky. He smashes it. He's like, you owe me a new computer. I don't.
Which is how angry Tim Robinson gets throughout the course of this episode is the funniest part.
It's so good. Don't come over here.
But the whole time he's shouting at like the ground, which I don't know why to me, that's super funny.
It was so good. But I love and he only calls him Chunky too the whole time. He calls Chunky because then he comes out a third. Chunky comes out a third time and he's like, what are you doing? Back. And he comes out with he takes his hat out and he goes, what do you want to do? You want to put the hat on him? And he goes, All right, let's see how that looks. He's like, all right, you got my hat on me. Oh, that no, it's Samer. He's like, what the fuck? He's like, don't swear. He's like, how many game shows do you know where they swear? And then Colleen's like, we haven't been to the board in a while. He's like, I know, Colleen. This show's gonna suck.
Well, he also goes, there's no like discernible thing like on the board. It's just like blue squares.
Yeah.
So they have to be like fourth row, like third one over.
Yeah, right.
And he's like, that's a chunk. He's like, you didn't even flip the thing over. He's like, I made the thing. I know where the thing is. I made it.
You didn't even flip it over. Yeah. Oh my God. This one absolutely crushed me. I've never laughed this hard. Like maybe Chair and Itty. I laughed pretty hard at Chair and Itty on that thing. Yeah. But this might be even better. And it was every time Chunky came out. And then when you can hear a muffled Chunky.
Yeah.
And Rod's like, don't talk.
He tries to talk to him like he's
on the thing. Don't move. It looks fake.
And to me, it's just the absurdity of the whole thing. It's awesome.
It's so
like,
good.
The fact that you really can't. Chunky's trying to explain like what he's doing.
And he's like,
and he goes to walk towards him. Don't come over here.
Yeah, you had all summer to figure it out.
That's my favorite line in the whole thing. Like you had all summer to figure it. Like what was he doing in the summer?
They had no idea.
He's like, just dump it. Yeah, this is
garbage. Dump it. This is garbage. Yeah, this is shit. I'm a sucker though for like mascot humor too. And so as soon as he comes walking out in the stupid costume, like
and it's the most ridiculous costume.
Oh, it's dumb. It's so dumb. Just big, just like a red monster.
Yeah.
That's it.
Remember My Pet Monster? Kind of looks like that.
When he comes out, before he even touches Sandberg, and he just goes side to side, like next to him, he just kind of sits. And Sandberg's like looking at him, like waiting for him to do something. He's like, ooh.
Oh, hey. That's a chunky.
The best was like, this red condiment can be used on hamburgers. That was the first question for $500 ketchup. Oh, the whole thing is amazing.
That is amazing.
They also don't even like, they were at one point going back and forth. Like, Colleen, you have control of the board. She's like, all right, now, like, the next, like, Annie Sandberg has control of the board. And then he goes back to Sandberg again. He's like, you just went, you have control of the board again. Like, it's not, none of it even makes sense at all.
The best monkey comes out first and starts doing this little dance. And then he does, like, the arms up, like he's trying to scare Andy Sandberg. He's like, oh, yeah.
And then he grabs him by the back of the head and rips his shirt. I wonder who was in that suit. I wonder if it was like one of the Lonely Island guys, or maybe it's like one of his buddies that's in like the other skits. Like
a writer or something.
Yeah, that was pretty. That was Kippy Chunky. So you guys let us know. Hit us up at Dork Podcast on Twitter, dorkpodcast@gmail.com. What was your favorite sketch from I Think You Should Leave?
Yeah, if you haven't seen it, see it. Like it'll cool. What's it, an hour? What are you doing for an hour? You're not
hour
doing
and a half.
Anything.
Hour and a half.
What are you doing? You're not doing anything.
No, you're not. You're not doing nothing. It's all so good. And then they even become, what I've also noticed is as time kind of passes after you've seen it, even the ones that aren't super funny, like become more quotable.
And that's the thing. Like I will be full of disclosure. I was watching this with my partner, my wife.
Yeah. Nice.
And she's like, this is dumb.
Yeah.
But then the next day
laughed,
she was quoting it back to me.
Yeah, my wife, not a huge fan, but then I think it's only because I've been so nonstop talking about it. Like, yeah. I don't shut up talking about it. But, like, because then I was playing some of them for her, and she's laughing.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, I want a good steering wheel that don't fly off. Like, can't beat it.
Well, it was funny because, like, I was asking my wife, got, like, a new boss or something, like, someone part of the school, and she was like, I was like, well, how do you like him? And she's like, well, he's no Roy Dunk.
It's like it's a perfect response.
Perfect. Yeah. Perfect.
He's no Roy Dunk. Yes, this was awesome. So yeah, we both have Chunky number one then.
Yeah, I like Chunky.
All right.
Chunky was, and that is you telling me. So I watched like the first episode, and I was on the fence about it. And you're like, you have to get to the Chunky episode, and I didn't know which one it was, so I just went up, and I'm like, they're all 15 minutes anyway, or whatever. It doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
So I just watched the whole thing.
Yeah.
And the witch hand one with Cecily Strong. I'm just going through the list right now. The Instagram one I thought instantly was funny.
Yes.
Laser spine specialist I thought was great. The man was like super weird but funny.
Super weird. Yeah. Dude, Stanzo brand fedoras. They're Stanzos. They're nice.
New Joe killed me. Game My night I thought was awesome, obviously.
Yep.
Has this ever happened to you? Which is like the very first one. I was like, this is something I would enjoy. Like I would say watch the first one. If you don't think the first episode is funny, like either A, watch it again.
Yeah.
Or B, it's not for you. You know?
Yeah, right. I mean, it may not be. I mean, it's not for everybody. I mean,
because that one has, it has the both ways the door.
I think the worst episode, just quickly looking at our list, would be episode 4.
Yeah, that doesn't, it has.
I think Nachos is the best one from 4.
That's the best one, but we only have like 2 from episode 4.
No. Lifetime Achievement, Christmas Carol, and Traffic.
On Traffic, yeah. Christmas Carol.
Friday, like one day, night. I'm thinking that we just might.
But episode 1 has Both Ways, The Door.
Yeah. Instagram.
Has This Ever Happened to You? Instagram, The Baby Thing. And
the gift receipt.
The gift receipt. Like that's an awesome episode.
Yeah, that is a strong episode.
Yeah.
That is really good.
just the babies. Little Jeffy Jeremy, throat slashed.
One of the persons got like pancakes by like a drunk driver or something. Yeah, like, yeah. Jesus Christ.
Good shit, man.
Good shit is right. All right, Ryan, what do you say we get to the old pick of the podcast?
Let's do it.
Pick of the bomb.
Pick of the bomb.
Pick of the bomb.
Would you like to kick, receive, defer, or you also may defend a goal?
I will receive this week.
Go ahead.
So speaking of Tim Robinson, I am a big fan of the show Documentary Now, which
yes.
The first 2 seasons were specifically, it was Bill Hader and Will Armisen. Season 3, is that what I said?
No, you said Will, but I know who you meant.
Fred Armisen, sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry, let me say that again.
Oh, you're good.
Bill Hader,
yeah.
Fred Armisen.
Correct.
So the first 2 seasons was basically just them. And then, season 3, they kind of opened it up. So season 3 just got put on Netflix right now. There is the last episode of that season is called Any Given Saturday Afternoon. And it's a fake documentary about bowling.
Amazing.
And Tim Robinson plays, basically Pete Weber, the guy, who do you think you are? I am. Like he plays that guy.
Awesome.
Because there was an E60 about Pete Weber, about that whole thing.
Yeah, there was.
And it turns out his father was like the greatest bowler of all time. So he was trying to be like better than his father. And his father was like, didn't give a shit about him.
Sure.
So there's that whole thing, but it's like, it's, and, was it Michael C. Hall who plays Dexter?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, he's in it too. Interesting.
He's in it and he's hilarious.
All right. I'll watch that tonight.
Yeah. Watch it tonight. Like watch it as soon as we hang this up.
I will watch that.
And I want it. There's a line in it that you will love that Tim Robinson delivers. That's his catchphrase.
Oh, I can't wait.
And you're going to say it over and over and over again. So check that, specifically that episode from Documentary Now.
All right. Well, it's funny that you say that. I think we may have mentioned it before, but in the same vein on Netflix, the series Characters, there's a different actor or actress that has like a whole episode. And so Tim Robinson also has an episode.
Yeah.
I think it's episode 7, but you can just search for it. It's Tim Robinson on the show Characters. And the Pointer Brothers killed me.
I saw that.
Yeah.
So fun story. So the school I work at, that we do like a Friday, like morning meeting and like kids get up and like do skits.
Yeah.
And they tried to do the Pointer Brothers. I had never heard of it. And like, you got to watch the thing. They didn't do it as well, but no. I was like, that's actually pretty fun.
Well, and it's like 2 of the guys that you would recognize from this. I would say though, that one was good, but looking at this list, only the Pointer Brothers would be in like the top 15.
Oh,
like
yeah.
It's not as strong as the show is. And then my other pick of the podcast was I was on the latest episode of Mac and Goo, where we did a Seinfeld episode draft along with Jason Rossi. So check that out right now, and you can vote.
You are clearly winning, by the way.
I had a good draft. I feel like I had a good draft.
What was the best one you got?
My favorite episode I took at number 2 overall, The Voice. The one
That one.
Not only that, so that's the name of the episode, but that's also the Cramerica Industries with Dan the intern. Amazing. Yeah. I love that one. And it's with George is working at Play Now. Remember, they don't want him to work there anymore. Yeah.
No. It's the one where he fakes being handicapped, so they give him
So now like he has to just show up to work, but they're making it more and more difficult for him. So he has to like break
away from
office. It's tremendous. So check that out. Coming up on I don't know when it's going to be, but we will do a Godzilla episode and we'll also do a Dark Phoenix episode. So those will be coming out at some point. Right?
All right.
Okay. You can rate, review, and subscribe to #Dork on the iTunes. We, of course, are on Twitter, YouTube. You can email us, dorkpodcast@gmail.com at any time. And it's the summer season for your boy, Davey Eyeball. So he'd be twitching.
He'd be twitching. We out here.
Arvon D.
www.twitch.tv/ArvonD. Come find me. I'll tweet the link out.
All right. Ryan, I love this. This was fantastic.
This was fun. This was a fun episode.
This was another.
Might be a little bit of a niche episode, but go ahead.
Could be
say
a niche
it
episode, but I also think it was a perfect episode.
Nailed it.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator and my friend Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.